patience and as we were getting the live stream up and going. Seems like Facebook just can't keep things alone, so they always have to add new and extra buttons. And Pastor Derek and Kelly are off celebrating with Kelly's family in Colorado, and so it's one of those mornings that we miss him. And then Pastor Jason and Christina and family are gone as well. If you'll take your bulletins, we've got a couple of announcements I want to highlight. We have received, and it is on the bulletin board in the foyer, that Byron Bible Camp has a couple of retreats coming up. Also, Pastor Derek has put a post on Facebook as well as email to youth group families that the summer missions trip, and so the details are there. They're going to be having a meeting on January 2nd before Sunday school to answer any questions, talk about registration for those that have students that may wish to attend. The week's different activities, as well as the activities coming up in the month of January, are there for you to see. Are there any other announcements that need to be brought before everyone? Again, we hope that you all had a wonderful and blessed Christmas. It was wonderful to get together on Christmas Eve and to hear different individuals sing and share their talents and gifts with us. As we begin our worship service, we're going to read from Matthew chapter 2. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw a star when it rose and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, 'And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. From you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'"
Let's take our hymnals and sing together, "O Come All Ye Faithful." It's 145 in your hymnal. Let's stand and sing together, "O Come All Ye Faithful." Oh, come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye, oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Sing, choirs of angels, sing in exaltation. Oh, sing, all ye bright hosts of heaven above. Glory to God all, glory in the highest. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Yea, Lord, we greet thee, born this happy morning. Jesus, to thee be all glory given. Word of the Father, now in flesh appearing. Oh, come, let us adore him.
Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.
Thanks for singing. Take time here to greet somebody. Tell them.
For our, bring our prayer requests and praises. We continue to pray for Nathan Bonebright as he has been at Madonna for about a week or so in rehab. And according to Deb's posts, things are going well. And that is a huge praise. I know being away from the area and family for Christmas has made a unique setting, but I've been grateful for the updates, and so we continue to pray for Nathan. Are there other prayer requests or praises? Lori.
We need to pray for people that are sick and under the weather. Our whole family has been through it. So both the Dom family and Van Buren family are stomach flu, severe infection, bronchitis, the whole gamut.
Yes, Lori's request for those who are sick and under the weather. I know I've taken half of my family to the doctor's office this week, came home with antibiotic. They seem to be doing better, but others have been under the weather with either stomach virus or respiratory issues, and so we pray for them. I know I continue to pray for Tom Litke, as he was diagnosed with pneumonia, as well as Janet Carroll. That would be April Haig's mom. She also was admitted to the hospital with pneumonia as well. Are there any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah.
Leah. Janet is set to induce her baby number 2 tomorrow morning. Just pray for her that everything goes well.
So get that tax deduction this year. So Danica is set to be induced tomorrow morning for baby number 2. I know that one of the opportunities of Sunshine got to play Falkton, and we got to see her leading the band. And it was like, wow, she looks like she's ready. So I'm sure they are, and it will be. We'll pray for a safe delivery, and both for baby and for mom. Any other prayer requests? Yeah, Heidi.
You reminded me with Nathan. It's you never know.
Correct. Heidi's requests. For all of us that are traveling, especially as the weather changes and can change, as we see just a little bit south of us, they're enjoying 50, 60, 70 degree weather. And north of us is snowing, and it is that time of year. And so we'll pray for travel mercies for all those. Any other prayer requests or praises? Oh, Bonnie. So Bonnie's request is continued for her family. This would be her nephew and wife, would be her brother Kenny's son. They had twin babies, and they were both lost at just after delivery. And so we know there's been other families, but we'll continue to pray for your family. I know Larry Reinhold out at Rainbow Bible Ranch, their daughter lost their child as well. And so it is a difficult any time of the year, but difficult at Christmas. Any other prayer requests or praises? All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we come and worship you this morning, we know that the worship of you does not just take place here on a Sunday morning. We are called to worship you in every facet of our life and every moment of our days. But Father, you've called us to come together because the fellowshipping with one another strengthens us, reminds us of how you've called us into one family, that when one of us rejoices, we come alongside and rejoice. When one is hurting, when one is sick, we are called to do life together. And I thank you for the opportunities to bring our prayer requests and praises to you. We continue to pray for Nathan Bonebright and his recovery. It has been a long number of weeks, and as he has transitioned to the rehab facility at Madonna, we're grateful for the different living arrangements and for Brian and Deb and being able to interact with not only Nathan more, but also the families that are also there caring for their loved ones. We pray for Nathan's complete and full healing, that you would use the staff and the different occupational therapies and the therapies he goes through to help him get back to where he was. But also, Father, we pray for his heart, that he would truly sense your peace and presence for Brian and Deb and the family, that they would truly sense that you are walking with them through this time. And we just rejoice that you are not caught by surprise when these events happen to us and you prepare us for them. Father, we pray for those that are traveling because of the season of the year, and we know how conditions can change in a hurry. We just pray for safety as families move back and forth across our state and the country. Father, we also pray for those that have been dealing with illness in its various forms this time of year. We pray for healing for our families and for our friends. We pray for Tom, that you would heal of his pneumonia, and Janet as well, that you'll strengthen them. I pray for families with little ones who they don't always understand what's going on, and with medications and things, give parents patience with the long nights and long days. Father, I also lift up my father-in-law who's dealing with some of the respiratory issues as well. Father, we take for granted at times our good health, and help us not to do that. We are reminded that we are not in control of much, and something so little as a virus or a bacterial infection can bring us pretty low. So Father, in that reminder, we ask that you would strengthen, as the great physician, you would heal. Father, we pray for Danica and family as the anticipation of the induction tomorrow. We pray that you would be with delivery, with mom and baby, that all would go well and safe, and both baby and mom would be healthy. Father, we just pray you give wisdom to the doctors and the staff. Father, it is also a reminder that you are in control of every day, each day of our life. And so, Father, we also pray for those that are grieving, for those that we think of Bonnie's nephew and niece, that you would be with them through this time. Only your comfort can get them through these difficult days. Father, we also think of those that have lost loved ones through this year, through the past years, and again, Christmas, holiday season, that you would be an ever-present help through times of grief and mourning. We're grateful for those that have belonged to the family of God, knowing that one day we will see them again. And just a reminder of help us to make sure that we are prepared for entering into eternity. You've promised us a Savior. We can look back and see that you fulfilled that promise in sending your Son. And because he was obedient even to the point of death on the cross, that he rose again. He is seated at your right hand, and our sins can be forgiven. We thank you for the promise of eternity, that Jesus said that in my Father's house are many rooms. But he also said he is the way, the truth, and the life. And as we celebrate that life and that truth, help us to share with others the way. We pray for our missionaries that we support. We pray for the Moyers, that you would be with Ronnie with the heart issues he has had and the pacemaker that's been installed, that you would give him many more years of effective service for you, that you would be with our elected officials, that you would draw alongside of them individuals that know you and trust you and will give them good and wise advice. Pray for our servicemen and women as they are, especially those deployed away from family and friends, that you would be with them in their mission, watch over and protect. Father, we one day look forward to not needing armies, not needing servicemen and women, because one day your son will be ruling and reigning, and he indeed is the Prince of Peace. But until that time comes, evil still runs rampant, and we thank you for those that step up and heed the call to serve our country, and may they also bend the knee to you and serve our God. Father, may all that we do today bring honor and glory to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Ask. Lost Lisa. Oh, there she is. Lisa's going to bring a special for us today.
Good morning. Cora was going to join me, and December has not been kind to her either with sickness. And so I'm going to be on my own. And I know some of you guys that know me, have known me since I was little, you're like, what is she doing sitting at the piano? Especially if Linda Krager was here, she might shudder a little bit because she was my first piano teacher. And Carrie Simons worked really hard on me over the years. And one of the things that I did retain was the ability to play chords. I have started playing in our praise band at home, and I just read the chords, and I play the chords. So it doesn't sound, it might sound okay, but it's not like these beautiful pianists that come up here and do it for real. But I survive, and I have a good time. I've learned a lot playing in praise band. So for those of you that don't know me, I'm Omar and Darlene's middle child. And all the things that that implies, I'm sure, are true. So Dad wanted Cora and I to sing today because it's Mom's birthday. It's Darlene's birthday. So let's sing her happy birthday and embarrass her thoroughly.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Darlene. Happy birthday to you.
All right. So I'm going to sing an Alison Krauss song that's one of my favorites that she has ever written and recorded, called The Living Prayer. And it really fits with some of what we were talking about, that this is a tough place to live sometimes, right? This world is pretty rough. And in it, we have our Comforter and our Savior who is with us. So, hoping to get my pages here in the right place. We'll give it a try.
Who holds my hand Lisa for that. That piano plan sounded pretty real to me. Omar told me to put you on the calendar, but he wasn't sure which one of you would be singing, or both, or so I put you both down. But no, thank you very much for sharing. That was a beautiful song. Very good message in it. We do have another special for you today. It was scheduled in, but we're going to make it as part of our set. It might come into the congregational song. Maybe next year we'll see. Here we go. One more special, and then we'll have you sing with us.
Sing in glory.
invite you to stand and sing this medley with us. We're only a day past Christmas, but it's still Christmas. It's Christmas.
So I'm just playing a lot of wrong notes. Sometimes I pretend too, Lisa. Try again.
Thank you.
Heavenly Father, you indeed sent your Son, and he came to rescue and fulfill the prophecies of Messiah for Israel, but also he has come to be the Savior of the world. Thank you that we can celebrate once again the fulfillment of sending your Son as we anticipate his coming again. And Father, until that day, help us to be found ready to live lives that reflect our commitment to you. And as we spend time looking into your word this morning, once again, I ask that you would open our hearts and minds, that we would understand a bit more, that we would come to love you more and know you better as we enter into this next year, that you have gone before us. And we just thank you for your blessings of the past year, and we ask for them in this next year. And as we worship together, we'd honor and glorify you. In Jesus' name, amen.